ओंकार रूपिणी जननी मां।
Here the first word is ओंकार. It is the primordial sound ओम, the sound of creation. Om is Omkara. Once to a group of devotees, Swami quite casually said, the entire universe was created from a big sound, Om. That Omkara is I, Sai. Swami said this, and as he was saying this, he pointed to himself, that Omkara is I, Sai. During his birthday discourse, 1966, Bhagwan revealed the profound inner meaning of Om and said, Om is the sound of the movement of the stars in the firmament. It is the sound that manifested when the dawn of creative will stirred the Nirakara or the attributeless divine into activity. As a matter of fact, every little disturbance of equilibrium produces sound, however minute it may be. And Bhagwan went on to explain the meeting of the eyelids when the eye winks results in sound. However faint it may be, there are infinitesimally subtle sounds which no human ear can hear. When the five elements originated during the process of creation, the sound Om was produced. It is the primal and the primeval one, Bhagwan said. In another discourse, in 1979, during the summer course in Indian culture and spirituality, Bhagwan elaborated on this principle of Om and said, the basis for the acceptance of God as the eternal being and as the cosmic enrapturer is His indestructibility. And then Bhagwan said, for this indestructible God, Om is the name. Om, the primordial word, contains the essence of all the Vedas and is the source of all the Shastras. It provides the basis for the core of all religious teaching and eclectic knowledge. It is that integral word that stands for the divine. And Bhagwan went on to add in that beautiful discourse, Om is Shabda Brahmamahi, that is, it is the audible form of Brahman. It is Characharamai, it is pervading the universe of the animate and inanimate beings. It is Jyotirmai, it is the resplendent divine light. It is Vangmai, it is the very form of speech. It is Nityanandamai, it is eternal delight. It is Paratparamai, it is transcendental. It is Mayamai, the mother of Maya itself, the creative consciousness of Brahman. And it is Srimai, it is auspiciousness in the form of sound. And Bhagwan went on to add, Om has all these eight Aishwaryas or the divine treasures. It is divinely precious and should be recognized as the name of God. Bhagwan also explained how the word Om is used in all religions of the world and said, Om is a name of God which can find universal acceptance. The Christians say Amen in their prayers every day. It is only a different form of Om. Om cuts across all barriers of time, place, religion and culture. And Om can be uttered by all men. During the inaugural discourse during the Veda Purusha Saptaha Gyana Yajna on 18th October 1993, Bhagwan said, the correct address of the Lord is Omkaram. And he went on to explain how to correctly chant Om. He said, the uttering of Omkara should be done in a sweet and smoothly progressive way, starting with the sound of Ah, which should come from the navel. Moving on to the sound of U or O, which should come from the throat. And finally, concluding with M, we should come from the lips. It should resemble the sound of an aeroplane when it is far off, gradually increasing in volume as it approaches the aerodrome and finally subsiding after landing. One must visualize the flight, the coming of an aeroplane and moving away into the distance. That is how Omkara should be chanted. That is how the sound and the feel of our chanting of Omkara should be. In fact, when we close our ears, we can hear the Omkaram from within if we focus deeply. And interestingly, for bhajan singers, practice of Omkaram is immensely beneficial. When Pandit Jasraj, one of the dons of Indian classical music, visited Prashant Nilayam during his interaction with bhajan boys, he clearly advised the singers to practice Omkaram in the morning. He said this is what will make their voice whole, make it complete and sweet. So that is the significance of Omkara. Moving on, the second word is Rupini, which comes from Rupa, meaning form, and it means she who is in the form of. The third word is Janani, and the fourth word, Ma, both of them mean the mother. In fact, this phrase, Janani Ma, occurs in all the lines of this bhajan. So in this line, Omkara Rupini, Janani Ma, we pay our obeisance to the Divine Mother who is verily the embodiment of the primordial sound, Om. Let's move on now to the second line.
Mangalakarini Janani Ma.
The first word here is Mangala, meaning auspiciousness. The second word is Karini, which comes from Karana, meaning cause, and it means she who causes. We already know the meaning of the other phrase Janani Ma. So in this line, Mangala Karini, Janani Ma, we bow to the Supreme Mother who is the primary cause of all auspiciousness and goodness. Let's move on to the third line.
Omkara Rupini Janani Ma.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan. And what comes to mind at this point is an incident narrated by Brother Ravi Teja, a senior alumnus from Bhagwan's University who now works inside the ashram in the office of the Sri Sathya Sai Sadhana Trust. He is a wonderful flautist and has performed before Bhagwan in his divine physical presence on umpteen occasions. He shares, once when it was time for bhajans to start, all of us began with Omkaram with Swami's approval, and Swami was standing at the entrance of the bhajan hall at this time. All the boys sincerely shut their eyes to sing the Omkaram, the customary three times. And even as everyone was absorbed in chanting the Om with their eyes closed, Swami slowly bent over and he went to the ear of Ravi Teja, and what he said was so profound. Swami said, here is the very embodiment of Omkara standing in front of you, and what a pity, all of you are shutting off your eyes on me and singing Omkaram. Indeed, Mother Sai is the very embodiment of Omkara, the primeval sound. In a discourse in June 1988, Bhagwan explained how the Omkara teaches us the profound existence of God everywhere. He said, during bhajans, when the harmonium is played, the bellows are pressed and so the reeds get manipulated, which results in the musical notes Sa, Ri, Ga, Ma, Pa, Dha, Ni. And Swami says, what is the source of these seven notes? It is the same air that produces all these notes, and that air is filled with Omkara. It is this Om which produces all these separate notes. Therefore, it is at the root of all these sounds. So in this line, Omkara Rupini Janani Ma, we adore the Divine Mother as the embodiment of the sound of creation. She is the source of all that exists in and around us. Let's now move on to the fourth line.
Gana Vinodini Janani Ma.
Here Gana means song and Vinodini means she who enjoys or delights in. There is a sweet incident involving a lady devotee in Delhi who used to sing bhajans melodiously. She was a lead singer at the Sai Mandir in Delhi. When it was announced that Bhagwan would be visiting Delhi many years ago, she was very happy at the thought of singing in the divine physical presence. She selected a Devi bhajan, a song on the Divine Mother, and kept practicing this with utmost devotion. The day Bhagwan arrived, the devotees were assigned different duties, and this lady was given the duty of cutting vegetables in the kitchen. She was happy and sad too. She felt sad because she could not sing in Bhagwan's presence. Nevertheless, she began her duty in the kitchen and at the same time always sang within this bhajan which she had practiced all these weeks and months waiting for Bhagwan. Outside the kitchen hall in the designated darshan area, Bhagwan moved among the crowd, among the hundreds of assembled devotees, and around him were the Delhi Satya Sai organization's convener, Mr. Sohanlal, and others. After darshan, when Bhagwan was on his way to go upstairs to his room to take rest, Swami suddenly changed course and he asked Mr. Sohanlal to show him the kitchen. And all of them around were now surprised because it was time for Bhagwan to retire, but he now wanted to visit the kitchen. So all of them reached the kitchen and they saw that this lady devotee was busy cutting vegetables and singing to herself with intense devotion. And as she completed the song, she was shocked to see that Bhagwan was indeed looking at her with such benevolent, loving glance. And then Swami very sweetly commanded, "You sing bhajans so well. You sing bhajans on the Divine Mother. Can you sing one now?" And then someone rushed and brought the harmonium and also a chair for Bhagwan. And the Bhagwan sat there and this lady sang that chosen song to her heart's content. And in the end, Bhagwan rose from his chair and with so much of delight, he clapped so jubilantly. And then he beckoned the lady, gave her padnamaskar, and even materialized a beautiful ring for her. Finally, as he blessed her, he said, "You wanted to sing that bhajan for me, isn't it? See how I heard your bhajan? The Lord is Ganapriya, the lover of sincere devotion in the form of music." So in this line, Gana Vinodini Janani Ma, we adore the Supreme Mother as the one who loves the heartfelt feelings of devotees offered musically. Let's now move on to the fifth line.
Anandadayini Janani Ma.
The first word here is Ananda, meaning bliss. The second word is Daini, and it means she who bestows. We are already familiar with the meaning of Janani Ma. Therefore, in this line, Ananda Daini Janani Ma, we call out to the Divine Mother who is ever bestowing bliss on all of us. And now it's time for the last line, which is sung in two variations of tune.
Janani Ma Paritishwari Ma. Janani Ma Paritishwari Ma.
Here we already know the meaning of the phrase Janani Ma. The third word is Paritishwari, and that is a combination of Parti, referring to Puttaparthi, and Ishwari, meaning goddess. There is a wonderful incident recounted by Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba, whose family has been in the Sai fold for many decades. Bhagwan once wrote a beautiful letter to her cousin brother who lived in the town of Mysore. At that time, their mother had come to Puttaparthi for one of the functions and she had left behind all the children by themselves. The cousin brother was the eldest and he was 16 or 17 years old then, while all his siblings were much younger. The parents had said that they would return in 2 days and the children were alone at home. In Puttaparthi, Swami asked the mother to stay on for the birthday celebrations which were almost a month away. And immediately the mother protested, said, "Swami, I have left all the children and come away. I cannot stay for 1 month now in Puttaparthi." And Bhagwan very sweetly replied, he said, "Why are you worried about them? I am there with them." But the mother insisted. She said, "No, Swami, my children are so young. They will all be worried about me. If I am not there, they won't be able to manage to go to school. The eldest has to go to the college. They won't be able to do all this themselves. I have to go back." And Bhagwan said, "Don't worry, Amma. I will write a letter to them. You please stay on." And then Bhagwan wrote a beautiful letter to Mrs. Gita Mohan Ram's cousin brother, wherein Swami said, "Are you really worried that your physical mother is away from you? I am your cosmic mother, the mother who has given birth to this whole universe, and I am with you. Are you worried that I am not there with you? I am always there with you." And this is how Bhagwan wrote. And then Bhagwan quoted a number of instances of their daily routine. He said, "Haven't all of you done this yesterday? Didn't you do this the day before yesterday? Didn't you pour extra oil into the lamp while lighting it in the puja room the day before yesterday?" And that's how Bhagwan narrated so many instances of what they were doing in their house, all the little ones, how they were managing the house. That was the cosmic mother's sigh, showing her omnipresence and comforting the little ones. That is Parteshwari Ma. So in this line, Janani Ma, Parteshwari Ma, we hail the mother who has given birth to the entire cosmos, the goddess of Puttaparthi, who is verily the one who sustains the universe at all times, the one who is ever present with all of us at all times, guiding us, protecting us, loving us. And with that, dear listeners, we have understood the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to some extent. And now let's hear the Mandir version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanti Nilam Mandir. And as you listen, please chime.